IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with strange things that scientists measure. Did you know that all mammals above the size of a tiny mouse take the same amount of time to poop and pee? That's right. Scientists at the Atlanta Zoo measured the toilet timings of 34 different mammal species. And strangely, they all took the exact same amount of time to poop and pee. The average time to pee was 21 seconds across all the mammals. So it didn't matter if it was an elephant or a cat. They took the same amount of time, 21 seconds, to pee. What I find even more interesting is that elephants, who poop a lot more than, say, a goat, took the same amount of time to poop as a goat would, or a dog, or a cat. 12 seconds was the average pooping time of these mammals. So, mammals actually take longer to pee than to poop. Now, I'm sure scientists were probably as shocked as you are right now by these findings. We would normally expect time to be equal to the amount of poop or pee, or at least the size of the animal. Hence, they discovered an amazing innovation in all the different mammal bodies that made it able to poop and pee at the same rate. One theory of this strange adaptation is that the animal is the most vulnerable when trying to do this business. It is literally caught with its pants down. If they take too long to poop or pee, they could get eaten or even attacked by another animal. Importantly, humans are mammals too, and we also follow the 21 seconds and 12 seconds rule. However, I have never seen anyone exit a toilet in 12 seconds ever. Usually at home, there is a banging on the door with someone shouting, "Get out fast, I need to go." And a reply comes back saying, "Hold it, I need 5 more minutes. And it goes on and on and on. And this is a story of every morning in almost every household that we have. As humans, our lives are not in immediate danger of being eaten by some wild animal. So we take our own sweet time while we're going to the loo. And understanding this behavior is so interesting. Over all the years that I've been habit coaching, I have found so many reasons why people overuse the toilet. And the most common reason is to get some peace in a chaotic house. The feeling of locking the door and getting some space from everyone else. That some me time. I remember a mother of three telling me this. When I lock the door to the toilet, I can finally relax. And this is why our toilets slowly started getting more and more comfortable. I once had a client whose toilet had a soft cushion seat, a fan in the bathroom, and I'm not talking about an exhaust fan, that's normal. He had a ceiling fan in the bathroom to cool down, a full assortment of magazines to choose from, some little puzzles and games to play, and a TV. The toilet was a mini living room. It was absolutely insane. And you might be laughing listening to this. However, we're all doing some version of this. If you carry your phone into the toilet, you are also turning it into a mini living room. Instagram and Pinterest are like having magazines. There are, of course, a million game options on the phone. And YouTube is like having a TV. I once had a friend who was staying over at my house. He came out of the toilet one day a bit upset. I asked him what happened. And he pointed at his phone and said, "The battery ran out, so I had to come out. I'm feeling very unsatisfied." You see, it is such an important part of our life now. And as your habit coach, I want you to realize that spending so much time in the toilet is going against your human physiology. You are also a mammal. Your body was designed to poop and pee fast and then move on. By spending half an hour in the toilet, we are creating all sorts of problems in our body. Consistently spending more than 10 minutes on the toilet can lead to hemorrhoids. So here are three habits that can help you get off the toilet faster. The first is obviously to eat more fiber and drink more water. Fiber is needed for the poop to move fast, and water is needed for the fiber to work properly. So both fiber and water are important. I had a client once who ate a lot of fiber and very little water. That was just as disastrous. You need both the fiber and the water to be able to poop properly. The second is to use a stool to put your legs up while you're sitting on the pot. This puts you in the right position for the human body to poop properly. And in fact, there was a fantastic brand called Potty Squatty that created this awareness in the masses. I have a stool in all my toilets. And if I'm traveling or staying in a hotel, I use the dustbin to put my legs up. It is that important a habit. It's an absolute game changer. So use a stool, put your legs up, and you can poop much faster. Finally, start to time your toilet visits. Almost make it like a challenge. Can you be done in 2 minutes flat? Can you do your business in 1 minute, 4 seconds? In this way, you're changing your habit of spending a lot of time on the pot while making the process fun to do. A challenge and a game are fun ways to make a change. So do these simple habits and let's start using our body the way it was meant to be used. Let's never get caught with our pants down again. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do two things. Share it with 3 people. One, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at Ashton Doc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.